Good. Hello, everyone.
Wait.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Elizabeth Hamilton Garino and Chris Fuller, helping you and people across the globe live life to the fullest. Our focus is on you so you can be your best and create the life you deserve. Visit us at besteveryou.com.
Hello, everybody.
I heard you say hello, Chris.
Hello. Yes, now I can say hello. Hello, everybody. This is Chris Fuller here taking the reins tonight. I was a little overexcited, so if you heard me saying hello during the intro, just know that it's sheer enthusiasm. I'm the Chief Creative Officer of the Best Ever You Network, and here tonight I am taking the reins from the lovely and talented Elizabeth. So Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, the usual host, main host of this show, is the guest tonight. So say hello, Elizabeth. You're there with me live right now.
Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, everybody. Chris, I love your intro, actually. I almost wish I had stopped the intro from playing, even though Randy Kay does a great job. That was really cute. It was like, hello. I loved it. So say hello like that. It was beautiful. Like, hello. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I did. I just got so excited. And it is it's my honor tonight because usually, Elizabeth, even if I've co-hosted with you, I really lean on you and rely on you to, like, run the interview smoothly and keep things going. And tonight, that's my job. And I am absolutely delighted. We are here tonight to have a conversation, catch up with one another, invite you, our listeners and fans, into the conversation, of course, as usual. But the crux, the heart and the meat and potatoes of tonight's talk is all about your new book, Elizabeth. It is coming out March 8th. You go ahead and tell us what is this new book? You tell us.
So it's called The Change Guidebook, How to Align Your Heart, Truths, and Energy to Find Success in All Areas of Your Life. It's coming out March 8th, which means it's in pre-order right now. You can pre-order it wherever books are sold. I love to kind of point people to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. It's published by HCI and distributed by Simon & Schuster.
Awesome. I know. It's like a month and just a few days away from being out. Of course, like you said, you can pre-order it now. I know tons of people have. And if you haven't pre-ordered yours, please go ahead and do so. Get ahead of the curve and you'll have it in your hot little hands as soon as that release day comes. I do want to talk about the Change Guidebook and all of the things that are in it, not in detail, but like the big overview of it. But before we dive too far into that, I want to do a little rewind back to you being the founder of Best Ever You, writing Percolate, and then the story of how the Change Guidebook sort of came to be. And so we're going to rewind to maybe 2020. That's right around the time when you and I met. So can you just do a little pre-2020, the historic stuff, who and how
you
and
chime
founding
in?
Best Ever You? And I will chime in. You can't stop me. That's one of the things.
No,
I often do that. I'll say, here's your opportunity to shine. Wait, me. So I'm going to let you shine with obviously me interjecting when I see fit. So take us back and then we'll do a little catch up so that our listeners get that review, or if they don't know the story of you and then the story of us and sort of how the Change Guidebook came to be, we'll be circling back to that in this. But I think it is really special and really beautiful. First of all, the network that you started and created. And second of all, that now I'm such a beautiful part of it. So let's take it back to you started the Best Ever You Network in 1804.
Yeah.
No, it was only
in 1804. No. This is a special edition. Chris calls it Coaches After Dark too. You know, have you ever not met your best friend yet? Well, that's us. And I think about that a lot. We have not met yet in person. And when we do, I just can't even believe, I'm not going to be able to believe the moment because, you know, what am I, 5'2 and you're 5'10 or something crazy. There's like a foot of difference between us. It's hilarious. I'm going to have to poof my hair up. But anyway,
for hugging, like Guinness World Record, like length of hug? Because I think that's what we're going to
take
the title
of. It's pretty hilarious. But we met, everybody listening, in a group of like 400,000 women to learn Zoom of all things. You know, we knew it, but needed to know it better for all of our purposes. And I love the way Chris says it. She's like, I can't remember even who put the message out, but somebody responded, yep, I'm here and let's go in like 5 minutes and 3 seconds. And off we went with, you know, some really funny outtakes. And then we got to know each other, and I shared with Chris that I was kind of in a grieving funk because my dad had passed away in October 2018. And at that moment, I was really, in the moment I met Chris and a little bit after, I was really not knowing whether I was going to keep besteveryou.com, not knowing if I was going to write another book, just really kind of in limbo a little bit. And it just, I thank my Chris Fuller stars every day.
Well, just for our listeners too, yeah. So I have this to see, here we go. Interruption number one, but
all good.
You started Best Ever You in 2008. So by the
game.
Time you and I had met, it had been 12 years. And 12 years is a long time to be running a project, any project.
Yeah.
I would say on your own. You are certainly a collaborator and you invite and celebrate and cheerlead and champion and interview people all over town. But the behind the scenes was, you know, largely you. And so for those 12 years, despite the beautiful work and the beautiful platform that you created, there comes a point when you almost get like, okay, well, what's next? Is this really my path? And one of the things you and I had talked about was both of us craving and wanting not just a partner, but the right partner for that business idea that the Best Ever Year platform is. All we want to do is help others all day long. We've talked about this. If we could do anything else in our lives, it would still be something in this bucket where we inspire and share and guide and lead and coach and all of those things. And so when we met, and like you were talking about your dad there, the late James F. Hamilton, what an incredible guy. I never had the pleasure of meeting him, of course, but through your storytelling love and, in fact, book writing, because not only is he mentioned and talked about in the Change Guidebook, but he's the pinnacle of a lot of what happened.
Percolate,
your first book from is it 9 years out now? 8 years out. Percolate,
first
book. But
4-1-4.
Yeah, your dad. Yeah. So your dad being just that much of a light and important person in your life that he is, of course, not only impacting you, but becomes a highlight, very importantly so, in not one but two books that you have. So that's amazing. So well, 2020, we meet, and sorry, you go ahead.
Well, I think one of the most important things about us, too, is that, you know, you at the time, you know, I was looking at all the things you were doing with your Life Sparkles and your Ladies Day events and your every, you know, just all your energy is infectiously beautiful and you're brilliant and talented. And if anybody who doesn't know Chris, she's an artist and it has a free painting thing going on Sunday night. You can paint along with her on the 13th,
that's right,
the day before Valentine's Day. Yeah. And just all these neat things. So you got to follow Chris on Facebook because we go together, kind of like bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know
we do
bread
wine
and
cheese,
butter, but
all
we
of
do.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Adorable.
And that's one of the things we continue, like Elizabeth said, we have this kindredness, this best friendship that we still have not met, but every time we talk, and it doesn't matter, there's been, since we met online in 2020, I don't think we've ever gone more than 3 days without talking, and many weeks we'll go like day by day by day talking, and sometimes more than once a day. And the only reason maybe there's been a gap is if one of us is either on the road or moving, or there's been some need with, you have four boys, they're all university age, 20 to 26, your four boys are, but of course, in the recent times, they've been home perhaps more than, you know, a usual college schedule because of closures and changes and parameters and whatnot. So that has changed everything for you too. And your level of busyness, your so-called empty nesting has been like, empty nest, just kidding, come back, just kidding, come back. And of course, your boys are there with open arms and hearts, and they've kind of adopted the puppies that you and Peter got. I love that. I'm like, aren't those your puppies? Why do your boys have them?
Yeah, I know. They're really their puppies. It's pretty funny. They don't even text us anymore. They're like, how are the puppies? What a period of time with so much up and down for so many people. And to have them be able to come home during a period of time in their age, space, and place where they would normally not be here probably was so much found fun time. I'm not sure they would agree with that statement, but Peter and I sure would. Actually, they're pretty cool about it. You know, if you ask them. Yeah.
They are. I think I've chatted with all your boys at various times through when you and I are on a call or a phone call or a FaceTime, or I even have a few of their phone numbers because they're tech wizards and I need help sometimes. So that's great. But
you and me both.
They're very resilient and they're positive, just like you and your husband. They're positive young men. They're wonderful. And so it's interesting. This is, So this is the summation of sort of how we met, and we've been navigating change ourselves. Both of us have lost a parent in the last, my mom passed in 2018, not too far away from your dad. And then in 2020, most of our listeners know, but I'll just remind them, I became a widow in 2020, and Elizabeth was there by my side from January when I first met her, and I was on top of the world, on fire with my business. Then February, we got the diagnosis that Ben had cancer, and I had, during that time, Elizabeth and I had just started working and collaborating and started a journal, a 52-week journal that we ended up publishing, and it's still out there, and it went to an Amazon number one bestseller. It was a fabulous project. We're still very proud of it, and you'll see us talk about it on our social media, all of that. At that same time, we got the diagnosis for Ben's colon cancer, stage four, and in the following 5 months, I blogged about it every day, and I worked with you, and the great thing about that is it was a project for me, a distraction for me, something to put my heart and energy into, but also, and this is the behind the scenes that people wouldn't have known about outside of me sharing, is that there were some days when I was just so flat out and I couldn't even put together a sentence or make a peanut butter sandwich to save my life. And that is where the friendship and the love between us, I think, really developed and blossomed even more, because we really leaned on each other. And I will say I leaned on you every day, all the time. And yet through that process, there's this beautiful reciprocal part where you're like, you navigating your grief has really helped me own and step and walk through mine. And now I carry my dad in a different way. Something like that you said to me. And I love that.
Yeah,
so, it, you know, through something comes something else. And in looking back to now the change guidebook, this book that you have coming out. And right now we've just talked about changes that were thrust upon us that we didn't have choices with, and changes that your sons have had to navigate, and therefore also you and your husband. Changes, just our two personal examples, would be a list as long as our arms. So when I say to you, you know, the change guidebook is coming out, why did you write it? What was the inspiration for writing this book at this time?
You know, I think people need a different take on change. You know, when I started writing this, people are like, well, why would you write a book on change? People resist change. It's like the topic people just love. They don't want. And, and the perspective and the attitude towards change and all that, is such that, you know, we resist it and our bodies are made to, you know, completely resist change and all this stuff. And I think this book is the tool for people to get a different perspective on change. And get up and look at change in a different light. And so the book is here for you if you want to make change deliberately, or if you are going through that unforeseen circumstance. The book is right there with you. And you know, it's interesting you talk about all the things that we went through together. One of the things this book is very dedicated to you. In the very first few pages, there's a big dedication to Chris and Ben and Mia. And my dad and Peter and the boys and everybody. And so it's nice to have you here. And it's so important to have you by my side as we, you know, as we kind of launched this book into the world, because you know, when you were with me also writing book proposals and reviewing and, you know, going through the process of getting the book to become a book.
Yeah. And that is, for our listeners who aren't in publishing world, no easy feat. And certainly once you get started, it's not simple. The layers of complexity and how much work and how many people have to look at things, review things, line things up, go through things, and how, like, you get to a point when you're reading and rereading that you just about go cross-eyed and you're like, if I never hear chapter 7 again, I'll be okay. And you sort of get through that, and then you get it all polished, and you re-fall in love with it as it becomes the beautiful thing. And
that,
and
just
I see
that exact thing that you just said just happened, actually. And it happened, you know, because you get, honestly, you get a little bit sick of yourself doing this. You know, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to talk again about this and again about this and again about this. And, you know, to reach all the people that you want the book to help and reach. But I was in Boston last week recording the audiobook. Which, for those of you who don't know what that is, usually when you do a book like this, especially one that's distributed by Simon & Schuster, you don't narrate your own audiobook. So I had to audition for my own audiobook, and I was selected to do my own audiobook.
Fabulous.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
But you go into a booth and a production center I went to Boston instead of New York, and you record your audiobook. and it is 6 to 8, you know, it's basically about 6 hours at a shot recording.
Yeah.
And that's reading every word of your book. And as I was reading
yep.
every word of my book for 6 hours a day for 3 days, which we finished up in 3 instead of 5 days, it
mm-hmm.
made me just completely fall in love with the book and all of the contributors
yeah.
and their stories. And just there's a lot of people who contributed to make this book a book.
Yeah.
And it's just,
yes.
if I hadn't written this, I would walk into a bookstore, see it, and fall in love with it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that's one of the things I love about this book as well. You just mentioned the contributors. And so for listeners who haven't had a chance to see or preview or hear much about it, there are stories from amazing, incredible people from all walks of life, different professions, different experiences about something in their life that was a change-making moment. And these stories are told anecdotally, and they're very heartfelt and beautiful. And then, of course, Elizabeth weaves in the magic of what the importance of that is in the process of change,
mm-hmm.
in the how to change. And there's exercises that go with each chapter as well. So it is, when you talk about it being a guidebook, it's much more than something you just read and go, ah, I feel good. Like, you can really sink your teeth into it and do these exercises. And honestly, when you are looking at, if you're looking at your life, if you're listening right now and you're thinking about change or dealing with change, or navigating something new or a change, that's exactly where this book is incredible. Because you read a little, you might be touched, you might be inspired, you might be thoughtful or pensive after reading something. And then the activities are very you-centered, right? And so I think that's really special.
Yeah, the book mm-hmm. is written actually as a master class in change. So you can take this
right.
book all the way to receiving a certificate as in a master class with it
mm-hmm.
by completing the exercises, or you can just read it and enjoy it. It's totally up to you how you want to use the book. But I intentionally wrote it that way
yeah.
so if people want to take it all the way, they can get, you know, it's a master class and you can get a certificate in it fairly easily too. It's not a lot of hoops
yeah.
you have to jump through to get that.
Well,
but the book is. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm interrupting because I'm excited. I've had the opportunity to review and input the exercises, and
yep.
what's so great about them? They're not exercises where it's like. You submit your answer or you write your answer. It's not a right or wrong. It's an exploration with yourself. It's an opportunity for you to review and reflect, what are you currently doing? What do you need to do different? I don't want to give the exercises away, but really there is no right or wrong answer, but they're designed to really help you to amplify whatever it is that you need. But the guidance helping you get to your realizations, that's the beauty of the book.
Yeah, there's no math test
and
you need to pass or anything
no,
like that.
That's right.
nothing.
That's right.
Nothing
but
like
I also
that.
Think that's why I love in your title that you talk about, you know, the change guidebook, very official. But then, and this is the part that you and I, this is where we're so aligned. And it says how to align your heart's truths and energy. And those three things just make me sparkle with joy all day long. But I'm going to get
yes.
you to talk about that a little bit. Why heart's truth and energy? What does that mean for you?
To me it means for your heart, you think with your heart, and for your truth,
yeah.
you're authentic, so you be authentic, and for your energy,
mm-hmm.
I believe that you go where you place your energy. So when you align your
yeah.
heart, your truth, and your energy, I really believe anything is possible. So
yeah.
thinking with your heart, being authentic, and being super aware of, like almost hyper aware of how you spend your time and energy. And
mm-hmm.
the book is divided into those three sections. And then into
mm-hmm.
10 chapters. So there's chapters within each section of the different points of change.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 points of change. And there's
yeah.
the structure of the book is like a narrative from me, then two stories, and two exercises for each chapter.
Yeah.
The narrative from me, two
yeah.
stories, and two exercises. And that's
yeah.
Each chapter
and
of the book.
I think that's really nice too, as a user, as a reader, following a familiar format, like once you get into it, it's not overly difficult, right? It's really
no.
enjoyable. And I like a book that offers that variety, right? Like you get that story and that narrative from you and you're like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. Here's a person who's experienced this chunk of change. And I believe we all have, but that's what makes it so relatable and so like it touches my heart when I read this and when I look at people who have shared things and what level they've shared things to about, you know, the difficulty of change or the
yeah.
hurdles they faced or things, you know, it's not all, you know, rainbows and sparkles and isn't this lovely? We just whistled down the road yeah. into change together. Because yeah. as you said in the beginning of this call, the change is not comfortable and we like what we're comfortable with. And sometimes to a fault, we will stay in a comfortable situation instead of maybe seeking change because it's uncomfortable or it can
yeah.
be. And so I think that's one of the beautiful things about those heart
yeah.
truth and energy as a reminder wrapped in and around those stories. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know of a person who doesn't want to make change deliberately at some
yeah.
point. And I don't know of a person yeah. that, you know, that same person who hasn't, isn't trying to overcome an obstacle or has come through an obstacle, a hurdle,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it, a challenge,
yeah.
turned their pain into purpose, whatever it is. And
yeah.
so what I love about this is those 10 points of change apply to both of those scenarios. And so for me personally,
mm-hmm.
people always say, well, what do you know about it? You know, what have you gone through? That was an actual
yeah.
question, an email I got the other day. What do you know about
mm-hmm.
it? What have you
mm-hmm.
gone through? And let me tell you a
yeah.
lot. For me personally,
yeah.
I am a human being who lives my life every day with life-threatening food allergies. And
yeah.
I have life-threatening food allergies to peanuts, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish, and I'm a human being who has
mm-hmm.
been resuscitated twice, once while
yeah.
6 months pregnant with our son Cameron, and I
yeah.
know very much what it's like to nearly lose your life, and for me,
yeah.
that was really a pivot point for me in my life where I
yeah.
was really feeling sorry for myself and really feeling down and blue and bummed out that I had this. I developed them in my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I went a really long time like that. This really,
mm-hmm.
It changed me. And I didn't know how to change myself. And I just did not have the tools like this to deal
mm-hmm.
with it properly. And
yeah.
all the way up, Chris, until my dad had his stroke, I was feeling
yeah.
sorry for myself. I mean, all the way up to 2004.
Yeah.
And I got my food allergies in like
yeah.
1998. And I remember him having a stroke and him sitting in this rehab, you know, him laying actually in this rehab facility and then getting him up to
mm-hmm.
wheel him down to a speech therapy session, which, you know, something they do with stroke survivors to kind of get a measure of what the
yeah.
speech is like. And my mom and I were sitting there. And the nurse said to us, now, look, you know, folks in this condition rarely say a word. And we're like, oh,
mm-hmm.
no. And she said, we're going to play the alphabet game. And I'm going to say the letter, you know, A, B, C, and he's going to tell me what word comes to mind. But really, you guys expect nothing because that's
mm-hmm.
just probably the way this is going to go. And I'm like, oh, God, this is dreadful. So I'm sitting there, and the nurse says A, and my dad says aardvark. And my mom and I are kind of looking at each other like, what in the world? Drugs, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Drugs are on board, something.
Yeah.
And then she says, B, and he says, benevolence. And then he says, courage, determination,
yeah.
excellence. F was a swear word, but I've changed to faith. Goodness, happiness, integrity,
yeah.
joy, kindness, love. And then M was movies. And he went all, and we got all the way down, and P was platypus. So we had aardvark and platypus in the same list of these wonderful,
yeah.
empowering things. And I remember at that moment,
yeah.
I stopped feeling sorry for myself. I'm like, if you can live through this, I can live through this. I can do this.
Yeah.
And I remember taking my journal out because I always carried around journals like you do, you know, and I
yeah.
drew, which is scary, Chris, I drew, you heard that right.
Yeah.
I drew a terrible like coffee pot, teapot thing, which I've still got
yeah.
the drawing. And I percolated like ABCs
she does. She
out of it.
She keeps journals
yeah.
and keeps napkins. Yeah. It shows me all these pictures from 2008. It's so cute. I love
terrible.
It.
But it was originally the ABCs of life and it turned into Percolate, Let Your Best mm-hmm. Self Filter Through, which is a bestseller from Hay House. And I turned, it was just a moment where I started back in 2014 to talk about
yeah.
change. Yeah, there. Long story.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it.
No, but it's a worthwhile story too, because even
yeah.
you, this person who was, even during that time when your dad was sick and the whole time he was sick, you were still letting your light shine, inspiring others, encouraging them to be their best, challenging them, in fact, to be their best and, you know, not letting them get away with anything less than world class. But in caring, loving, and inspirational ways. And so looking at this story where you were like, you know, I'm sitting here feeling like, oh, I can't believe this has happened to my dad. Life isn't fair for you, the daughter of a very close relationship with your dad. And to have your dad not just come through with some one or two syllable words, but really nail that out of the park with all the strength and courage that he had. And for that to be a pinnacle moment for you to be like, yeah, I get to choose to embrace this a little differently. And I think that has been one of the driving forces when you and I talk about change and the things that we stand for. How much is it up to us with our decisions and our realization and recognition that we have the power? You just have to find a way to have the courage to wield it.
Own it. Yep.
You know,
that was what I learned right there. That's a great way to summarize that. It was like a moment where I'm like, oh, wait a second. I have a choice here.
Yeah.
I can keep moping or I can be strong about this and be like him and be like, and that list is just still, it's in my mind. And every day I think about it and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, aardvark. Find
it's
your inner
a beautiful list.
Platypus
fully,
people.
it's fully listed in the Percolate book that is your first book that I have. I've got the Change Guidebook on order, of course. I actually think I have 10 copies coming to me because every time I talk to someone else, I go, oh, I need to get one for you. I need to get one for you.
For
and
you.
So I have a few coming my way, which is very exciting. And I mean, even I'm up here in British Columbia, Canada, and from our sharing and collaborating and whatnot, you have a pretty good fan base here now too. People love you up here in Western Canada. People love you worldwide.
That.
So here's the thing too. When we look at, you know, that email, back to that email where that person had written in, what do you know about this? Who are you? And when we look at the Best Ever You Network, it's coming up to 14 years since you started it in 2008. You have helped thousands of people around the world, truly.
Yeah.
And so is there a story or two, or tell us a little bit about that? You know, the idea wasn't just with the Best Ever You Network that you were going to say, here's a bunch of fluffy stuff about being your best, but you have sunk your teeth into helping people change and be their best from the beginning.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. Originally, I set out to do it more journalism style where everybody else was the experts. And, you know, I gathered a bunch of people and let them write and talk and everything. And I just sort of sat back and ran it. And then I stepped into my power a little bit there because I was still pretty, pretty nervous about having food allergies and all the things that I have. And I was like, oh, okay. So I've grown with this company. And I think so have you too. You know, we grow with our companies and we learn how to maneuver with them. And through the years, I've had so many comments like that, Chris. I've had, you know, you're nothing but a washed up soccer mom. And I'm like, my kids don't play soccer. But you step into your power. And, you know, a really brilliant person came along named Barbara Wainwright years
ago. Was it
me?
Oh, no.
It was you too. No,
Barbara.
It
is Barbara.
Barbara. Oh, yeah. Let's talk Barbara for a minute here.
Go ahead about Barbara.
Oh, I love her. She helped me become a life coach, and she was a lot behind Percolate because when I was getting certified to become a life coach, I said, one of my goals is to write a book and I would like it to be published with Hay House and all this stuff. And right there in that class, I wrote that as a goal, and she helped me realize that goal, and I helped myself realize that goal. But yes, it turns out through becoming a life coach and now a master life coach, as you are, where we teach people to become life coaches, you and I have both helped people around the world be their best. And we love our vision statements and all these tools. The beauty of this is a lot of what we know is in the Change Guidebook. And and have really written this so that if you want to, sure, if you want to have my help or Chris's help, or we'd be happy to help you more.
That's right.
But the book is a lot of what we know, a lot of our secrets and stuff like that written in it.
Yeah.
Our vision
That's
statements.
Right.
You get to write your own vision statement.
I know. Which is, it's a beautiful process. So if you're just listening in and you're wondering what a vision statement is, it's really an evaluation of where you are in your life in all the different areas. And you take an honest look and you look at your finances and your relationships and your career and whatever it is. But you pull from that the things that you are already succeeding at or doing well or that feel good. And sometimes people really struggle with that. And that's sometimes where our coaching can help, is we can help reframe things. Because typically, we as a human race are often harder on ourselves than we need to be. You know, you'll see the merit and the beautiful things about your best friend or your sister or somebody else in a heartbeat and go, well, I can talk about how come Elizabeth is fabulous all day long, but it might be harder for me to sing my own praises. And so that vision statement process is a process where we help you really, really embrace how many things are going your way. Even if you are feeling really rotten or really in despair, there is always something. And we're not the types of coaches or even people that are like, you know, fake sunshine all day long. Because we have gone through real things, real loss, real devastation, you know, getting diagnosed with allergies, losing a parent, losing a spouse, having to move houses or provinces or states or whatever. And you feel all of the feelings. And if you follow and stick with Elizabeth and I, you know we are celebrators of that. We're like, be in the moment, let that happen. It's okay if you need to cry, cry. If you need to be angry and go rent a rage room or whatever, like do it. But the back to that choice point is, you know, at some point in your desire to sort of go forward or seek your best self and your best future, you do at some point get to start really owning those choices again, even if the change that they faced you wasn't a choice.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that we help people, and this book helps people really root in gratitude and anchor in your power. Those two things are really important. So you're not going to pick up this book and go, oh, I can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. And we're going to show you how. And we will help you anchor in your power and find gratitude and root in gratitude and self-confidence, self-love, self-worth, value, all of it. So it's a really cool book like that. I know when I actually finally get my copy, I don't think this book is going to leave my purse. I'm going to carry it everywhere. I really, truly believe I'm going to carry it everywhere.
The other thing that's really fantastic about the Change Guidebook is that it really is evergreen. If you read through it and did the exercises today, right now, 2022, well, I guess March 8th and forward, when it's released, is that you could go through it and have something on your mind that you're focused on, that you're thinking about changing, do the worksheets, do the reading, let it marinate within you, let it resonate, and really, really come out at the other side of the book with a change well underway or in fact completed. And in another year, you could redo the book with something else in mind, and it can continually be that tool for you. It's not a one and done. Like your life isn't. You have the opportunity to make changes your entire life, whether it's learning, growth, moving, career. And then as we spoke a little bit tonight as well, obviously sometimes the changes are not within your power or not chosen. And certainly loss is something that we're all familiar with. And as we get older, I'm in my 40s and Elizabeth's in her 50s, our parents are going to pass away, and other important people in our lives who are, I would say, you know, older than us, that's not always true. As you know, Ben, my husband, was 42, and it was an unfortunate and terrible change. But did I choose it? No. And did he? No. But did we have to navigate it? Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's part of what the change and what I talk about. I have a little highlight story within your book. I do want to talk
about
those contributors a little bit. Yeah. So the segue starts with me. I know if it was up to you, it would probably have started with your son. One of your sons is in the book. That's so lovely. How special for you.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Yeah. There's 20 people who've contributed to the book officially. And then there's a few other people who have their stories kind of in the narrative and stuff, like EJ. But Quade's a story, Quade's story of navigating his college choices is in there. So that's a good story that'll resonate with a younger audience. And then we have people like Senator Olympia J. Snow in the book. We have Dr. Ivan Meisner. We have the amazing Sally Huss, and you know, on and on and on, but you know, your story is in the book, and how wonderful is that? Brave, bold Chris Fuller, talking about the changes that she's faced, and just so proud of you for doing that, because I think one of the things I think very wholeheartedly, and I've always said this pretty much my whole life, is that when we share with other people, we not only attract, you know, our group of people around us, but we also heal.
Yeah.
If we've got a story to share that needs healing, by sharing it, we heal.
I think that's the message too. You're not alone. To whoever is listening or reading that story or whatever. And, you know, and I'm seeing some of these contributors as well. Of course, you've been thanking them for their sharing their hearts. And I love that, sharing their hearts, truth, and energy in alignment with the book, right? And so, I mean, just quickly, should we go through them? Should I tell you who they are and you can give a little thank you? Let's do it. So we have, you have Denise Zach sharing a story. Denise Zach, she is just a beautiful spirit. I have only met her online as well, but she's a contributor.
Yes.
And you've got, do you want to say something about Denise?
Well, I was going to start with Sherry, actually. I wanted to start with Sherry.
Oh, yes.
Who wrote Sherry Salata, who is the author of The Beautiful No and an Oprah Winfrey exec for many, many years. She was executive producer of The Oprah Winfrey Show for, gosh, 20-some years, wrote the foreword for the book. And she and I are fellow Iowa Hawkeyes. And I met her on Twitter. I didn't know her job or anything. I just saw her hair in Iowa, and we've been friends since.
Yeah.
And so she wrote the foreword for the book, and then it kind of goes from there with, it starts with Barbara Wainwright, then Omar Kingston, then Quaid and Brian Esposito, Brian J. Esposito. And it goes through Dr. Harley Rotbart. I don't have it in front
of me.
You've got
Gary
with Kobat every single
in there.
Name.
That's
yeah, Gary
Kobat. Gary
Kobat. I feel like I'm going to forget somebody. Yep.
I've got the list in front of me, so don't worry. We
you
won't
read
forget
them.
Anybody. We'll just list them all. Okay, so we've got Brian Hilliard, David Strauss, Deb Landry. You've already mentioned Sherry and Barbara, so that's great. Eleanor. Oh, what a delightful. Eleanor Garrow-Holding. You might have helped me with somebody's last name. Thank you, if I hesitate. Dr. Ivan Meisner, you've already mentioned, and Sally Huss, you've already mentioned. Fiona Joy Hawkins is in the book. Sarah Kronk, you've already mentioned Omar, and of course you've mentioned me, and you've mentioned your son, the Honorable Olympia J. Snow, the former U.S. Senator there, she's in the book, Haley Stark, and you've mentioned Brian J. Esposito, and Lisa Minikowski, and Denise Zach. So those are the contributors for the stories within the book, and now I'm just double checking I didn't miss anybody. You mentioned Dr. Harley Robert, and me.
Yeah.
Did we mention me? And me. I'm in the book.
We got and Chris Fuller, Chris Fuller and Dr. Harley Rotbart. I think Dr. Harley Rotbart is such a I gotta mention him for a minute here. Because he's a fellow HCI author, and when I was stuck on sort of the structure of this book, and he said, you know, welcome to HCI, and he was actually a guest on this show for his book, No Regrets Living.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you need anything, let me know. And I actually said, is that real or is that just like kind of one of those, if you need anything, let me know, And he's like, no, it's real. And I'm like, well, I need you, and so I'm letting you know, the kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he helped sort of structure this a little bit, well, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so his wisdom is fully with this book and his story too. I was so grateful that he shared the story. He's a fabulous pediatrician and I think I'm not going to say that right. I never say that word.
Virologist.
Studies viruses and just very well respected. And his story is in the book there. And I'm not going to spoil any of the stories by talking about them. Just want to let
them. That's fabulous. And I know I was excited just a moment ago yelling me. But I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I am honored to be a story contributor within your book. And so for the listeners listening, you know, I like to be silly and I like to have fun, but the truth of it is I am just absolutely honored to be a part of this book and to be within it. And I know the other contributors feel the same. Like it is when somebody asks you to be a part of something, you know, there's a piece of like a huge piece of Elizabeth's heart in this book and your energy and your truths. Oh, what the whole tagline.
All of it.
But it really is true. It's months and months of blood, sweat, and tears, of sleepless nights, of keeping your hours kind of chaotic because when your mind is working in the mode of authorship, especially when it's a book really designed for others, like designed for helping others, you know, you're not writing your memoir or something that's very you or an adventure story. When you're thinking about how can I best serve and help as many people as possible. It's like an added, almost like a weight, but I know you've embraced it. You're like, yes, I want this task. And I remember when you first were talking to me about it, it was while we were doing the journal, it's like that spark kind of reignited within you, as we said, where you were like, okay, I'm going to keep going with this. And now I have this partner, and it's great to have support in different ways. And I remember when you said to me, I've been asked to maybe do another book proposal, and I didn't know if I would ever feel that I was called to do that or feel that the energy or the timing was right. But all of a sudden, it just feels like I've gone through some amazing changes, and I'm called to help people. And when you were deciding to do that, I just remember that little light in your eyes, and I was like, I think you should do it. And then off you went. And I, looking at these 20 contributors, like it was not one of them hesitated from the stories you told me, and you were so excited. Oh my gosh, they said yes. Oh my gosh, he said yes. And this guy said yes, and that girl said, like, everybody was really keen to, yeah, I think so. I think that's one of the things that's really special about this book. As much as it's your books, the energy behind it and our collaboration behind it, and that's, yeah, what I love
this
about
is the people's book.
Title cover.
This is,
the title
I feel
cover
like,
is like that too.
I feel like, I don't know if this is going to make sense at all, but I feel like I was like a vehicle, almost writing what somebody was saying to me to write down. It's the strangest feeling when that happens. I don't know what that is, but you almost are like, I'm writing this, and I'm writing this, I guess, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it feels like somebody's almost talking to you, and it's you talking to yourself writing. But it feels like this book is just sort of meant to be, and the energy behind it is just phenomenal. It's very, very, very difficult still for me to put into words all of the energy that people put into this. And the I think the cover does a pretty neat job of capturing
The
cover is very,
I love the cover,
vibrant.
Yes, it has an energy in its own right. It's got that light bulb shape, and there's light sort of almost dancing behind the light bulb with a little plant, the plant of some, you know, signifying change, because we know plants grow and change. And then if you look very closely in the details around the light, there's little arrows within the circle of the light bulb, sort of indicating you could go this way, you could go that way, and there's layers. And then there's also little micro words in a very tiny white font at the background of the front cover. And those words are all related to the book and related to change and inspiration around change. And so it's a very, very thoughtful cover. That's something else. People don't know how many weeks it took to design, approve, and really make that cover, make your heart sing. And that's what you want as the author, right? And I remember you showing me other samples and other ideas and hashing it out. And you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Or am I making you tired of listening to, should the light bulb be more blue, less blue, more of it? Like, we get to that finite stage, and I had to remind Elizabeth. I said, no, I just bought a new house, and I phoned you to tell you about a new doorknob. So when you're talking to me about minuscule changes, I'm your girl. It doesn't matter how small. I'm interested. But, it's a beautiful cover.
There were choices, you know, when you go to design a book cover, you don't, say, well, I want it to look like this and this and this. They give you the, you know, some of the choice ideas they have, and then we tweaked it from there. And it was a very interesting process to go through, and I'm very, very happy, just delighted with the cover of the book and the chapters within. Beautiful.
And so for those listening right now, if you want to see the cover of the book and or order it, the best thing to do is to go to our website, besteveryou.com. The Change Guidebook has its own tab. I mean, it is /Change Guidebook. But once you go to besteveryou.com, it's just at the top in the menu. You can click it. You can see the book cover. You can get your pre-order in. You can see Elizabeth's smiling face and a few other little highlights about the book. And so that pre-order button is there, besteveryou.com. And you can take a look and see what we're talking about when we're talking about that front cover. Because as Elizabeth mentioned, she does not have a hard copy in her hand yet either, which is going to be very exciting to have the pictures of you holding your own book and me holding your book and everybody else too, but certainly for the author, I know that's an exciting moment.
On that website too, just so everyone knows, you know, we mentioned that there's exercises in the book. I know there are a lot of you out there who do not like to write in books, me sometimes being one of them, depending on the book. So what we did was we took all of the exercises and made them available to you on that website. So you can go to besteveryou.com/change guidebook And all of the exercises are there, as well as the masterclass certification. So that website will live on beyond pre-order mode. You can still order. And then the other thing I'll do on the website is if you'd like it's not up there yet, but if you'd like an autographed copy, I will put those up there too, because a lot of times people like their books signed and so forth.
Yeah,
so I'm going to get some book plates, and I was actually going to ask Chris Fuller if she would help me design a bookmark. I saw this big blog about bookmarks. And
now you know,
like,
I'm not going to
my
sleep
gum
all night.
Wrapper
I mean,
is my bookmark.
Bookmarks.
I'm like, ah, bookmark.
We will have a bookmark. We have committed to it. That's it. Bookmarks coming your way. And I love designing things, and I can't wait to make a change guide bookmark.
Bookmark.
I shuddered because
that's a big word.
Twice,
isn't it?
I was like, wait, did I already
bookmark.
Say one? Change guidebook bookmark.
Bookmark.
Anyways, yes, we will talk about that more, because I do. I get excited about all our projects as well, no matter how big, no matter how small. But this book is a really big deal. So yeah, March 8th, it is coming out. Before we wrap up about the book, we've talked about contributors and different things. And you mentioned there's 10 points of change, and we're not going to talk about all 10.
Yeah, we don't
that, would,
all
that.
That
would just give it all away. If I had to put you on the spot and say, pick one that's maybe resonating or circling in your mind right now, one point of change that is noteworthy for you just today in this moment. I know every day you could choose a different one and talk about it until we're
let me think for a minute.
A point within the 10 that today you will go, this is a point that maybe this week resonated with me or whatever. So we can just give a little sneak preview, a little highlight.
I think I really love it. I love chapter one, actually. I would talk about assess, because, you know, I think one of the things that you have to do when, you know, to even think about making change deliberately or going through sort of, you know, an unforeseen circumstances, you really have to sort of take a good look at where you're at and what's going on. And so there's sort of an assessment that we go through. And so that chapter, I really love that chapter. It's like the kind of like, what's going on with me chapter. And we also have an free gift that lines up with that chapter. So if you go to that website again, besteveryou.com/change guidebook, you can click on free gift for anybody listening to this.
Yeah.
And there's an assessment you can have. It's free, and it is, I think it's one of the coolest free gifts I've seen on a website, actually. It's a,
it's probably a 10 or 12 page
download. It's cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for reminding us about that. So again, everything that we're talking about tonight is available at besteveryou.com, and that's how you can follow us on all of our social media channels as well. Besteveryou, we're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Sorry, can't say it properly. you name it, you can find us. YouTube, all of that. And of course, you're listening to us on the radio here tonight. Once again, thank you for joining us and listening to us. It's been my absolute pleasure to take the reins and to interview you, Elizabeth, and ask you about the Change Guidebook. It's always delightful when you and I get a chance to talk and share about our lives and stories and what we're doing and help our listeners and sort of be there, spend an evening or afternoon with them, depending on what time you're tuning in. Yeah. So thank you for joining us if you're here listening.
Yeah, thank you. And one more thing before we go. I would like to invite everyone to our Chris Fuller Inspired Women's Day Conference. And I would love for Chris to talk about that before we go, because that is just another wonderful thing happening March 8th that coincides with our book release here.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's happening on the same day. So it is a double
it's gonna be
exciting
a busy day.
event at the Best Ever You, and we love it. So same thing. If you're on our website, Best Ever You, go to conferences and you'll see it says Women's Day 2022. And in alignment with the book, we have chosen this year's theme to be navigating change. And so that day we are streaming live from 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern until I believe 7 or 8 in the evening. We just ended up having so many fantastic people coming in and speaking. And Sherry Salata, who wrote the foreword for your book, is also our keynote speaker at that event. And so our speakers, they're all listed, and we're just finishing up and buttoning up and getting them all listed in on that website. So you could scroll through and see we have 12 or 13 fantastic ladies. We're going to have them on. We do an interview style format. It is uplifting, inspirational, educational. it's just so worth it. And the great thing about it too, we stream live on Facebook and everything we save and put on YouTube as well, but you can watch the replay anytime. And yeah. It is, guess how much it costs to register? Free. It is absolutely free. We just want you there with us. And all of these women who are speaking that day have also gifted their time and talent. So it is 100% free. And like, it is just, I can't rave about it enough. I have a delightful time organizing it with Elizabeth and these beautiful women who come and speak. So ladies, join us, go to besteveryou.com, look at conferences, go to the Women's
Get
Day, then you'll have that link. Yes.
T-shirt,
we've
mug,
designed a journal
designed by Chris Bowler over there. Beautiful purple. Talk about that for a second.
Thank you. Yes,
too.
I chose purple this year. Last year we had things in blue. We like to sort of do a color each year just for inspiration. So, yeah, if you go to besteveryou.com, it's under conferences. There's a little spot you can click register on the Women's Day conference, and then you'll get your Facebook link, and you just come and go whatever works for you on the 8th, because the 8th of March is International Women's Day. And so we tip our hats to lovely ladies everywhere, including ourselves and ladies who are listening. So that is a snippet about the Women's Day.
Yeah, a huge conference about navigating change. And I really don't know of anybody who doesn't need that support and advice. And what an important topic, especially now with everything going on in the universe. So, yeah, good. Yeah, we did.
That's right.
I love the shirts you've designed, that you have the logo in white or black and purple and pink. And I mean, it's just so beautiful. The T-shirts, the mugs, and the journal are really cool. So.
It brings
you know
me, so
the journal, the journal monster over here. You design them, I buy them.
I know, so it's perfect. Honestly, I do too. And then we buy the coffee mugs too. And one day we'll be together and we can have our coffee mugs actually clink instead of just like air clink on the two laptops or whatever. Yeah. And I'm sure that will happen one day soon. One day soon, we will figure that out. The world travel between us. So
super funny. All right, everybody.
What change do
please.
I see in my future? My change is leaving my country, getting over to see
and
Elizabeth.
Coming over to
there
Maine.
We go.
Yay. Or we'll meet in California or Minnesota or something. But yeah,
who knows? Yes, I like it.
I just want to say I'm so grateful for everybody. The other day we hit bestseller on Barnes & Noble. We were in the top 100 books of all books on Barnes & Noble, and so keep us there. It's hard. You know, the rankings drop around depending on who buys what and all that good stuff. So that's a pretty tough thing to be there, and to stay there is even more difficult. But, you know, I'm really grateful for all the pre-orders on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and Porchlight and all the places that you guys go. Where do you guys go in Canada to pre-order?
Chapters and Indigo online has the change guidebook available. So if you are in Canada, like me, you can go to, you can get the link from the besteveryou.com as well, and it will flip you to a Canada service. But if you are a Chapters Indigo user, then just go to your Chapters online. And if you search Elizabeth Hamilton Garino or the change guidebook, it will pop up, because that is how I have also purchased it. I've done it both ways just to check it out. Yeah.
Awesome.
So thank you everyone for joining us. It has been my pleasure, Elizabeth. I saw you a minute ago trying to steal the sign off, and I'm taking it back because I am the captain of this ship tonight.
You are.
So thank you everyone for joining.
Good. Go.
Thank you everyone. No, see, now she's interrupting me. That's usually my job. So it's okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight, for listening and chiming in with Elizabeth and I as we talk about the Change Guidebook coming out this March 8th, 2022. Pre-order is available. The best way to do it is to go to besteveryou.com. Elizabeth, thank you so much for sharing your heart, energy, and truths with us in our interview about the Change Guidebook. It has been my pleasure, as always, my friend. And I hope you have a beautiful evening.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Take care. Thank you, Chris.
Bye for now.
Thank you for listening. We're so glad you tuned in. Be brave, be bold, be you, and remember to visit us at besteveryou.com.